Mohan in Australia reminds us that in Sanatana Dharma, Saivite Hinduism, drugs do not play a part in spiritual unfoldment, but they are prevalent in the world today and are promoted and sold for the purpose of spiritualizing someone. What to do about his 15-year-old boy who is using drugs for spiritual awakening? Tell him to be cautious, because there is a consequence to every shortcut. What are the consequences? One, drugs are illegal. And one simple drug, for instance, marijuana, will lead to the next, the next, the next, the next, and finally, brain damage. Drugs are distributed, dangerous drugs, the very same way that the medical profession distributes new kinds of drugs. First, they give away free samples, and if they work, then they sell them to you. There are many psychedelic unscrupulous gurus out there who will give away free drugs to innocent people seeking a spiritual life, and until they get, shall we say, hooked on them, need them, desire them, then they have to pay. We've talked to ladies and men at our penal institution here on this beautiful island of Kauai who started with free drugs. One led to another more potent. They developed a habit which developed an expense of $2,000 a week, which required them to steal, to also sell drugs, and now they have free room and board for many, many years. Apart from kidney damage, brain damage, and awakening lower chakras, these are some of the consequences. When the psychedelic stimulates the higher chakra, it also stimulates the lower chakra of the instinctive mind, and that accounts for big mood swings, depression, anger, happiness, elation, jealousies, competitiveness, weird states of mind. So, Mohan, in Australia, talk frankly to your 15-year-old boy. He probably knows more about life and all these things than you know now at perhaps 28 or 30 or 35 years of age. If he wants to bear the burden of the consequences, once he knows the consequences, for only he can make up his own mind, then you have done your parental duty by explaining the consequences of the shortcut to spirituality through drugs. In our religion, sadhana, the arduous path of tapas, is the sustaining path for spirituality.